On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, learning to predict how COVID-19 spreads is key. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Malik Magdan Ismail, professor of computer science, develops one way to do so.
Modeling techniques help us understand and prevent the spread of COVID-19 through densely populated urban areas. But in smaller cities and even universities, there's just not as much information to go on, making it harder to successfully navigate the pandemic. I develop specialized machine learning models that harness limited available data to predict the course of the pandemic and the impacts of preventative measures in smaller cities and at universities like RPI. In small populations, fewer people get sick, giving you less data to work with. Plot that data on a graph and you'll see a lot more variability and a less defined pattern. Scientists call that noisy data, and standard machine learning algorithms can't cut through the noise. Robust machine learning is designed to tune down the noise, find the pattern, and generate accurate predictions. My robust learning models use available data to chart the course of the pandemic in cities and counties throughout all 50 states and in numerous locations worldwide. We offer metrics like the rate of infections over time, the rate of asymptomatic infections, and the proportion of the population that must quarantine to maintain a sustainable rate of infection. We also built COVID Back to School, a free online tool for universities and schools. Users set parameters like the size and geographical origin of the on-campus population and the daily number of close interactions for each person during classes and meals, and the model predicts the resulting infection growth. With this tool, we can see the effects of measures like lowering class sizes, requiring masks, and altering the frequency of testing. In all my work, a powerful message makes itself clear. Masks, social distancing, and proper testing works wonders. If we listen to the data and work together, we can bring this pandemic to heel.
That was Malik Magdan Ismail of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.